Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this segment, Riyadu Salihin. And we are busy with hadith number 166. What chapter are we busy with? It is the chapter on upholding the sunnah and its etiquettes. Hadith number 166, we did touch on it, but we're going to go into it, inshallah. The 11th hadith of this chapter, عن أبي سعيد عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخذف. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the throwing of pebbles. How? What is al-khadfu? Al-khadfu is to throw the pebbles using the index finger and the thumb. وقال Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَا يَقْتُلُ الصَّيْدِ. So this does not cause, it does not kill game. وَلَا يَنْكَوْ الْعَدُوَ. And nor does it cause any destruction to the enemy. This shows us, teaches us, you're doing a particular aspect, a particular... what benefit is it? What benefit is there? So soccer, people play soccer. What is the benefit in it? Whereas what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said? Where is, how far away are these two aspects? You can't compare the two. وَإِنَّهُ يَفْقَوْ الْعَيْنِ. So they don't do that, but look what it does do. It bursts an eye. وَيَكْسِرُ السِّنِ. And it breaks a tooth. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ. In a narration, and you'll understand why then did Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh place this hadith here in this chapter. In a narration, أَنَّ قَرِيبًا لِبْنِ مُغَفَّلْ خَذَفَ فَنَاهَاهُ. Someone who was very close to Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, he threw pebbles using his index finger and his thumb. Fanahahu, his relative stopped him from doing so. So this is what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waqal inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha anil khadfi. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited throwing pebbles using the index finger and thumb, and said waqal innaha la tasidu sayda, that it does not kill game. Thumma ada, and he repeated it. فقال أحدثك أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عنه. So this ثم عاد means that that person continued to do what Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited. أحدثك أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عنه. He then said, I told you that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited this. ثم عدت تخذف, and yet after that ثم عدت تخذف, and you then still continue in this manner, playing with the stone and throwing it, these pebbles, with your index finger and your thumb, you still continue doing this. لا أكلمك أبدا. I will never ever speak to you again. It's done. You want to engage in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has prohibited. Look, I'm not going to speak to you anymore. لا أكلمك أبدا. Never ever am I going to speak to you again. This is what he said. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has placed this here to teach you the importance of upholding the sunnah. That breaking family ties, breaking relations is a major crime. But when this person's actions is in conflict with the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Sahaba radiallahu anhum were ready to break family ties, were ready to break these ties. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is first. And when your actions are in conflict with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after warning you, and yet you still pursue what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had prohibited, for now, لا أكلمك أبدا, I'm not going to speak to you ever again. This is why it is permissible to remain aloof from one who is involved in innovation and sin. Allah give us the tawfiq, the true tawfiq, to understand the deen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.